All right. The saga continues. This is Backlog Infinite's Mass Effect Episode B, I guess.
Side B.
Side B.
Flip the tape.
Press play.
Flip the record.
Yeah, this is the LP. Flip the record. Put the needle on. Be careful not to scratch your shit. Don't want your shit to skip. The disc swap. All right, so
disc two.
This is, yeah, Mass Effect disc two. If you're playing the PC version, I guess. All right. So we left off just after the Liara mission, and we'll pick up there. So after that, you get the choice of going to Pharos, Novaria, and does Vermeier pop up at that point? Is that?
I think it does.
It's after Pharos.
Yeah. It's after Pharos. Okay, well, either way, you have the option of going to Pharos and Novaria, and we decided to go to Pharos and Novaria. Who went to Pharos first?
Me.
I went to Novaria first.
Alright, so
I'm Nova.
Yeah, that's true. I can see that. Well, we both went to Pharos first, so we win. So, yeah, we're gonna talk about Pharos first. Alright, so drawn to Pharos by rogue Geth activity, Shepard and the squad arrive at Zoo's Hope, which is a colony owned by the Exogeni Corporation.
Yep.
Alright, so far so good. Alright, the colony has been suffering repeated Geth attacks, and the settlers, they're acting very strangely, you see. And Shepard decides to clear the... I think you get introduced to... what's his crap? Ethan Zhong, I think is his name, and that bodyguard?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Talk shit?
Yeah, she don't like you too much.
Oh, I really hate this particular mission.
Yeah?
I don't really have a reason for hating it. It's just, it's one of those ones that when I was playing through on Insanity, I had a bitch of a time. And it's when I had to restart the most, I think, for no particular reason. I just really hated this mission. So I'm just like, I'm hearing you describe things and shuddering.
And you just, yeah, the familiar, oh, I remember that bullshit.
Yeah. Oh,
it's the snipers.
It's the snipers?
The Geth snipers, like.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, they are a pain in the ass.
They're sorry clones.
Yeah, I just remember them, just, I don't know, for me this is like the easiest mission because I find all the ducks are lined up in one row. Like, you go to Pharos Hope, or Zoo's Hope, or you go to Zoo's Hope, and they're like, here are all your mission. You go out into the world, do all the missions, come back, and if you hated the colonists, then don't use the Thorian mines on them. And
that's true.
All right, well, we'll get to that.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I totally did not use the gas mines. All right, so you run into Ethan Zhong and his bodyguard, Julian, or whatever, and they basically ask you to look after their Geth problem. Yeah. And then you run into a bunch of colonists who also have problems. Like, there's somebody that needs to fix the water supplies.
Power generators.
And food.
And there's, I think there's one other one. Doesn't really matter. You can either do it or you... The Varen is the food. Never mind.
Yeah.
So you go out there, you can do all that. And it's basically almost a linear experience. As long as you explore the corridors, you'll be able to find the Varen and the generators that are in the exact same spot.
And the valve on the way.
And the valve on the way.
It's basically one of those stupid quests that's like, go get this, come back. Go get that, come back.
Yeah. So, like, just handle all that. That's the pro tip, even though this episode's really not chock full of them. It's just our playthroughs. But there's a pro tip. When you go to the Pharos mission, go out into the world, do all the side missions, one shot. Don't bother going back and forth. It's pointless.
No, that's a lot of driving across the sky bridge.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, people,
imagine
people
doing that.
Oh, yeah, that's bullshit. But people do that.
I did it my first playthrough.
I can imagine. Because you really don't know any better.
But,
no.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
If you are really into shotguns, there is a person in this mission who sells one of them. I think it's all called the Hurricane. No, Tornado. Tornado. They're really good if you're into shotguns. So if you're playing like a soldier or something,
do
invest in the Tornado while you're there.
Word. Noted. Because I'm going to go through and listen to our trilogy after we finish it when I play through Mass Effect again in probably 2015. So that's good for me to know in the future when I'm playing through as my future soldier.
Oh, and pro tip, make sure you save. Because I did it where you do some shit, and if you get capped, then you're going way back to when your last save was.
Yeah, because there's not a lot of auto-saving going on in this particular quest.
No.
No, eh?
So, yeah, you can do your manual saves as much as you want.
Yeah, actually...
Which is a key on Insanity. Do as much as you can.
Also, too, for me, a good cue to save as much as possible, any mission involving the Mako, I feel doesn't have a lot of saves.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
Yeah, so...
Your Mako will, like, glitch out into the side of a mountain, and you're fucked.
Yeah.
And, So that sucks.
Yeah. Yeah, my Mako has been... I'm playing on PlayStation 3. I don't know if this is a PlayStation 3 glitch, but the Mako just seems to want to flip itself all the time. Like, I don't mean... I mean, like, do a full 360. Like, I'll be driving, and I'll just hit, like, you know, like a penny on the side of the road, and boom, 360. Do a barrel roll kind of thing. So, like... I
just like that, you know, there's something about the Mako that... You have to kind of appreciate it because it just does whatever the fuck it wants. You know, it's an independent spirit. It's a free off-road person. It has its own free will. You know, you're driving in a straight line. It's like, no, motherfucker, we're going left. You're like, all right, I guess we're bouncing to the left.
It's definitely the renegade option.
Yeah. It's the renegade vehicle. All right, so after you embark... On your first, what happens? There's the sky bridge, which you shut down the Geth transmitter, which is what they want you to do. That's the quest plot point, is it not?
Yeah, and then you meet that girl who's the daughter of that one lady. Oh no, actually, don't you meet those exogenic people that are just halfway?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So you hit the Mako and you go along the sky walkway and you. The colonists that tried to get back to Zoo's Hope, or they got lost or something, and they're being held, or they're being guarded by those exogeny people.
Yeah.
Yeah. So let's go to my notes.
Good call. You sound very professional right now.
Yeah, yeah, I got this. I got this. The squad finds a small group of colonists who have become separated from the others, led by Juliana Bainham and nervous exogeny rep Ethan Jong. Despite the situation, survivors seem to be coping better than Zoo's Hope. Before they leave, Juliana asks Shepard to look for her daughter, Lisbeth, whom she believes is still alive inside the Exogeny headquarters. And she is correct, is she not?
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
As soon as you get out of your Mako, she's like...
Yeah, she's right there. She tries to blow your face off.
Yeah, that's true.
She's a terrible shot. You ever notice that people that try to shoot at Shepard, she just gets their attention? Like, you're a terrible... Shepard should be dead, like, a million times over based on all the people that just get her attention or his attention based on gunfire.
Yeah.
All right, so...
So you talk to her and then you get ambushed by Skags from Borderlands. No, it's those dog things. No, it's the dog things first. They look like Skags.
Okay, yeah, so... After you get run by the Skags of the... Are they Varan? No, they're not Varan. Whatever, the Skags.
The Mass Effect Skags.
Yeah, the Mass Effect Skags. You, after you talk to some VI, don't you? Yeah, you run into... That's when you find out about the Thorian, the plant.
Oh, right, I guess.
Okay, yeah, so you hook up with the VI, and the VI explains the Thorian and what Exogeny's really up to, and there's this thing beneath the Zoo's Hope colony.
Yeah, buried underneath.
Yeah, buried underneath there, poisoning the mines, infecting the mines through, like, polyps or some shit.
Yeah, it's telekinesis.
Something.
Yeah, but it's like...
Or telepathy, sorry.
Yeah, but don't they have to breathe? Yeah, they do it through... anyway, it doesn't matter. It's telepathic plant entity controlling the colonists subconsciously, and now that Shepard knows this, it's you do some backtracking.
You're like, oh shit, I just helped this giant telepathic plant thing with human husks. That sucks.
It's like, oops, my bad. I better go fix this. So upon learning this, you immediately try to make your way back to the base, and you round up, what's her name? Elizabeth?
Yeah.
So you round up Elizabeth, you get a radio transmission on the way back, stop off at that exogeny-controlled control point, and I think that dude starts going crazy. Let me refer to my notes. Let me go to my notes here. Okay, so... La 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 la... It says here... you return to the Skyray group, and Zhang has received word that Exogeny wants Zhu's Hope destroyed, and Shepard deals with Zhang before heading back to Zhu's Hope. So what does that mean for you? Because that's one of those choices. You can beat the fuck out of him, kill him, or talk to him sternly.
Yeah, I'm still playing full Renegade. So this mission was really fun when you're playing full Renegade.
Yeah.
You get to do a lot of like really like fuck you, no, or like blow people's head off. It's kind of cool.
Yeah, so
yeah, I shot him.
You shot him?
Yeah, he's talking shit all the time.
I paragoned him out. I was just like, there's got to be a better way. And he's like, yeah, you know what, Shepard? You're right.
You paragon? I really didn't think you would paragon in this. I thought you'd blow his head off in a second.
I was hitting the X button because I was familiar with the plot points, and then I saw the paragon option, and I was like, you know, I don't think I've done this before. So I decided to see what it was all about.
Man, I'm seriously playing this like this. It's GTA. I'm missing out on so many quests because I'm just like, no, fuck you. I'm not gonna help you. Like all the side quests you can do, it makes the game a lot quicker to run through. So if you're into that sort of thing, I mean, but part of what makes this version of Mass Effect so awesome is that there's the most side quests in this one versus the other two titles.
Yeah.
So if you're playing as Renegade, you're missing shit.
Well, I've never done a Renegade playthrough. I should. As soon as I play through a game one time, I just get addicted to that way of doing it. Like an idiot. Like, the KOTOR games, Knights of the Old Republic, I still can't play Sith at all.
Huh.
Yeah, I can't. Because I've already played through as the good guy. I'm just stuck in that mode.
Maybe you should do one, like, well, you're doing it right now. You're doing the transition one, right? You're doing, like, half Paragon, half Renegade type thing?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that'll maybe, like, get you through or something.
Well, I tell you...
It's the exit drug.
Maybe so, but I tell you, should we get to a Mass Effect 2 on Backlog Infinite? It's so easy to be Renegade, I think I just might do it for that.
Yeah, we'll get there.
Yeah, I think 2 is the easiest to be Renegade on.
Yeah, by far.
Yeah, kicking people through windows and shit.
Alright. Continue. yeah, exactly. I'm playing as the male Shepard and coming across that Hasina al-Binjalani terrorist-sounding reporter name. Whenever you come across her and you punch her, I always feel bad if I'm the dude. I always feel like that's so inappropriate.
Yeah.
Because he just punches her. Anyways, it's abuse, but gender equality at the same time. So,
you go back to
talking about
when in the reporter in Mass Effect, if you're the male Shepard.
I know what you're talking about.
She has a terrorist-sounding name, but
Species equality.
Species equality? Yeah. It's definitely equality, man. It's like saying, like, you can finally punch... Anyways, you go back to Zhu's Hope, and before you go, you get these grenades. They're like, hey, if you don't want to kill the colonists, just knock them out.
Yeah, it's an upgrade that you throw on your grenades.
Yeah. You put that upgrade on your grenade, and it just knocks them out, okay? But I forgot to do that, so I went through the first half of this shit just mindlessly slaughtering them, just like death. I was like whipping the grenades like, I'm gonna save you! Blow! And I just wasn't catching a clue and like, oh, I'm killing them.
Well, that's when the creepers come out too.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's kind of like your decision. If you're playing as Paragon, you use up all these grenades that are really fucking useful, to save these civilians, basically, but then you go up against these creepers and you're like, oh, fuck, now I have to, like, shoot them.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I wasted a couple grenades before you even get to the colonists because you forget
yeah.
that they're actual people.
Yeah. You can knock them out, like, manually, but that's tough in Mass Effect 1. Like, the melee button's not a melee button. It's,
no.
it's context-sensitive, and it's bullshit garbage sensitivity, so good
luck.
What
is it, just shoot when you're close? Like,
yeah.
Like, shoot from the hip?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's terrible. So I just slaughtered them. and then it's funny, it's hysterical, but it screws me for Mass Effect 3 because the Zeus, I'm not going to get the Zeus Hope help, you know, what do you call that, the Galaxy at War, the points thing, because it doesn't yeah. matter.
Well, I still got that on my third playthrough because I replayed from a Paragon character because I was smart.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm not going to get their help. I sat around. I took my time and lined up each headshot perfectly.
Renegade.
It was the longest part of this quest, because they're just sitting there like, what gun can I shoot you with from across this map? Let's try with a shotgun. Well, that won't work. Let's try with a pistol. Let's take off all your finger.
You're right. This was GTA for you.
It is. And I killed them all.
Murder. Plain and simple.
Murder, she wrote.
What about you, Wes? How did you murder all the colonists?
No, I saved them.
Okay, so you're the true Paragon now up in this.
No, I'm doing whatever I feel like. So I shot that dude in the head, but then I saved the colonists.
I see.
He got his murder in. He just did one while I did, like, 30.
All right, so
I'm creeping you guys out a little.
No, no,
just
no.
Sitting here talking about murder.
No, I play Manhunt 2 on the Wii in the dark. So I'm down with Murder Sims. All that's missing is the Oculus Rift.
Pantyhose on your head.
I'm all in it. I just need the Oculus Rift and the treadmill, and that's all I need.
Would that even fit over your dreads and pantyhose?
Yeah, it's like as if people wouldn't know that I had dreads or I was like tan. They'd be like, it was a black guy. It's like, that's racist. You couldn't tell my identity.
You could split your dreads into two and like put them down the legs of the pantyhose to like
yeah,
get
maybe.
Them. I don't know what I'm talking about.
It was a court jester that robbed them. Okay, so. After you deal with all the colonists in whatever way you see fit, you hit the control switch, murder them all, and you hit a switch which raises a trailer, and you go down deep underneath the city of Zeus Hope, to which you come across, I think, an Asari commando clone being controlled by the Thorian.
Yeah. That's how it communicates with
yeah,
you.
Yeah, that's like the Thorian's avatar, or the Psyker, or whatever. Hang on, I'm just reverting to the notes.
Can we just talk about how hot Asaris are?
They're crazy because they're supposed to be monogendered, but they're clearly women. And it's like, no, there's no gender, we are all asexual. It's like, no, you're women, and you're lesbians, and that makes it even hotter.
But they're not all lesbians, though. They mate with males.
But they're all bisexual.
They all got D-cups.
They all stacked. They all hourglass stacked.
I want to know if their heads get cold. Like, do they wear hats? Do the tentacles keep them warm? I'm curious about these things.
No, you're on to something, because I'll tell you why. Spoilers. By the way, there's gonna be tons of spoilers in this show. I don't feel like I should warn anyone. But like, in the future, when Liara gets dropped off on a planet with like a lot of woodland area, it doesn't seem like her species is even geared to handle that environment. So I thought, like, when she got stranded at the end of the series, can she even survive on that planet?
Oh, yeah. I never even considered that.
It's just, it's stuff like that. like, I don't know. I'm just thinking out loud. So when you thought, like, does her head get cold? I'm like, yeah, I can see where you're going. Cause sometimes, like, cause it gets really, really hot when she's just wearing a thing over her face, but Shepard's out in the full, helmet. And I don't know.
Like, does that mean she's, like, part lizard? Like, I don't. These are questions I have.
I think, what's his name? Javik from the third game has some of the answers, too, when he talks to them.
I've never seen that guy.
No, never?
No.
Okay, if we play up to three, then that will be homework. You will be required
DLC?
To get that DLC, yeah.
All right.
Because it kind of changes the game a little bit. Because I ran through without him. Anyways, that doesn't matter. We're not talking about that. We're talking about Mass Effect 1.
The first
game made by BioWare. Anyways, so anyways,
after you go down.
Talk to the hot Asari.
Yeah, you talk to the hot Asari, and she's, she explain. Oh, wait, hang on. I gotta refer to my notes. Damn it. Okay, so. The enormous creature that looks nothing like a plant, it creates an Asari clone to speak for it, but only to tell Shepard it's not interested in bargaining with meat. After battling waves of Thorian creepers and clones, Shepard manages to destroy the Thorian's neural nodes and kill it. An Asari emerges from the Thorian pod and manages to explain what happened. Shepard learns that a Saren sacrificed this Asari ally, Shiala, to the Thorian to gain the cipher. This is the cultural and ancestral experience of the Protheans, which is necessary to understand the vision that the Eden Prime beacon put into Shepard's mind. Blah! There you go. That was very comprehensive. I'm glad I printed that out and highlighted those words.
So she basically helps unlock what the vision you've seen.
Yeah.
Which was meant for Protheans. It's a Prothean message, apparently.
Yeah, yeah. And the Shepherd's able to, like, help make sense of it more. So.
Which it shows, like, Sovereign and a bunch of weird stuff.
Yeah. And at the time when playing it, like, I don't think we as.
You don't
players,
really know what's going on.
Yeah, we weren't even sure what the fuck a Reaper was.
Yeah, no clue.
Yeah. So that. Yeah, go on.
The thing that I really hated about this particular end boss and, like, the whole, like, storyline development and, like, what the message meant, it didn't clear anything up. They're just like, ooh, this is a message. Here is the message.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it
yeah.
still meant shit. And you're like, that didn't advance the story at all.
Not
and
really.
If you have Liara in your party, when you go back to the Normandy after the mission, then she'll offer to, like, join minds with you or whatever. Basically, Vulcan mind meld.
Yeah.
And it still remains unclear. It's just an excuse for another cutscene, which is fine. Cool. I like cutscenes, but that shit makes no sense.
Well, yeah, Pharos was kind of a filler. The only real exposition is that Saren has a bit of information, which allows him to understand a part of the conduit. That's it. It's yeah. like Saren has more information.
It adds more mystery to Saren and what's going on.
Yeah, it was filler just to do that. It really doesn't add too much. I don't know. I think it was just like a side thing, so you could see the power of the death of like the Geth of and I don't know. I think it was like more of a character thing, so you could see what the length that Saren would go to sort of achieve his end.
Oh, and you also knock a Reaper off the side of the building.
Oh, yeah.
That was on the other side at the beginning.
That's right.
You knock the legs off, and then it falls down.
Yeah, with the door.
You don't really know what it is at the time. You just think it's a ship.
Yeah, so it's really cool going through a second or third time and just realizing the significance of some of these events. Like, in the previous episode when we talked about just seeing what... You don't even know it's a Reaper. You just think it's a ship or something.
Yeah, a hand.
Or a hand, actually, yeah. And you're like, oh shit, that's the be-all and end-all of mankind, and there's like thousands of them.
Hand, this big blue hand with lightning, and it's like some god or some sort.
Yeah!
Yeah.
What the fuck is juice on that tip? So, that's Pharos. After that, you just get the fuck out of Dodge. You're like, alright, peace! Good luck with your colony, what's left.
Hand in your quests.
Yeah, cash in, get that experience, fat loot, and bounce.
Hang on, hang on. That Shiala chick, the Asari.
Yeah.
Was she not in 2 and 3 as well?
I think you can spare her, and I think that's the idea.
Okay. I didn't remember, because I don't remember if I spared her or not.
Yeah, she's sick. She gets sick. You find her at some port. I think you find her on Ilium in 2, and she's petitioning something, and you gotta help her out with that. We'll come back.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Moving on.
Yeah.
Noveria. All right. So, Shepard. Yes. This is one of my favorite missions because, well, we'll get to it. It's fun. It's just a fun little thing. So, Shepard arrives at Noveria and discovers that Matriarch Benezia recently arrived, who you'll recall is Liara's mother and Saren's cabana girl, I guess. So,
mistress.
Yeah, I don't know. She's aligned with Saren. I feel like she could just destroy Saren, but I guess that shows how powerful Saren is, anyways, or the mind control that he's got. Anyways, she's been indoctrinated, which is apparent. So she and Saren are investors in Binary Helix, which I think is funny because they're trying to take over the galaxy, but they have time to like play the stocks. You know?
The space stock market.
Yeah, they're aligned.
Yeah, they're aligned with the most powerful entities in the universe, but they gotta check their portfolio.
They need credentials.
Yeah,
they're in waste management.
And where's this stock exchange? Like, we never see it, and there's never any like billboards everywhere. It's never in the news. Like, do they wear suits?
Yeah. How come Shepard doesn't give a fuck about stocks? Is it like once you become I don't know. I don't know what the hell's going on. Anyways, aside from that, intergalactic stock exchange aside,
I like when you land and those people meet you, and they're like, hey, no guns. Who the fuck are you, basically? Yeah. You're like, you're on the Spectre. He's like, back the fuck up. And then they give you clearance to go in. It's like, yeah, move out of the way.
Yeah, like, make me give up these guns, bitch.
Yeah.
Make me.
You feel like Iron Man. Like,
yeah,
bitch, I'm Tony Stark.
Exactly. All right, so after wrangling with an administrator, you get told to go see an administrator, Areolas, Analeas. So
I'm sorry, can you say that again?
Areolas.
Administer Ananola,
keep going.
Administer Shin Megami Tensei. Alright, so Analeas. Cunnilingus. Administer Analeas! I got it. Alright, so. You find out a blizzard has cut off all the shuttle access and shit's locked down and you need a garage pass.
Yeah, to get to peak 15.
15?
Yep.
Yes. So, how do you
get when you leave, the secretary talks to you and she tells you, hey, this dude's up at the bar, go talk to him, might be able to help you.
Yeah. And that's I'm looking for that shit in my notes. I should have highlighted.
Then you go up to the bar
and
talk to the Turian dude.
And
he's like, hey, hook you up with the pass.
He has a crazy name. It's like Lahitlahitlahloraxin or something like that. It's a crazy name.
Loraxin.
And amoxicillin?
Yeah, amoxicillin.
So the Turian, amoxicillin Turian, has a deal. He's like, yo, if you steal. Or if he wants you to steal evidence or some shit.
Yeah, go to my apartment.
Some sort of spy mission.
The people up there.
Yeah.
Because that Analeas dude is, like, corrupt or something. Like, he's a bad dude.
Yeah.
These notes suck at this point. I have to go all based on my memory.
So you go up to the apartments, and then you see the corrupt people. They were supposed to be officers of Noveria of some sort.
Yeah, and they're like, what are you doing here?
What are you doing here? You're not supposed to be here. It's like, well, I know what you're doing here. Basically, turns out to a fucking firefight.
Yeah, you duke it out.
Fuck them up.
Get the
grab the deals.
And then you're on your way out. and some shit goes down again.
Then on your way out, you see the lady from the beginning who stopped you at the gate when you first landed.
Yeah.
And then I just basically go pure renegade and tell her off, and then just goes instant duel.
Yeah.
She's got some biotics, so you gotta watch out for her.
Yeah, she uses barrier a lot.
Yeah, and like throw and ward and stuff.
But yeah, you basically kill the crazy cop guard thing, who is totally corrupt as well. And you kill some more people, and kill some more people. There's a lot of killing.
Then you go back up to the bar, and you talk to the dude, he hooks you up with a pass. And then on your way out, you can talk to that one lady, who wants you to try and convince that dude about something. Ah, fuck. You guys ever been able to do that? I can never get... I played it like 4 times, and I can never convince that guy at the bar that you're like... Fuck. Is it? You know what I'm talking about?
Do you mean the points glitch?
No.
No, you're supposed to distract this guy while she uploads something and hacks something of his. But she tells you ways to distract him and stuff, but I always pick the wrong choices.
Yeah. No, I've never managed that either. Why is that so hard?
He's a human that you're talking to.
Yeah, I can't remember. I did that probably once or twice. I can't remember if I've done it or not, but I didn't do it on this run through, that's for sure.
No, I tried it and I got caught again, and I just bragged her out and left. Because who gives a shit because you're on peak 15?
Yeah. I just went up to peak 15 and I started... I raced through this part because my favorite part is effectively exposing Analeas, and I just like that conversation. That's it.
Yeah.
It is pretty awesome.
Yeah, the part with Benezia, fighting Benezia, I thought was... I don't know why I like that. It's fun. And anyways, we'll get to that. So...
Yeah.
We go to peak 15. The facility is deserted. Except for, some bizarre Geth creatures and the Rachni.
Which are...
Hang on.
What?
Just note to anyone who's actually listening to this while playing through... Equip your shit before you leave for peak 15. Equip your shit. Buy everything.
Oh, yeah. Whatever you need, make sure you got it. It's got it.
Yeah, I have to say, the Benezia fight is the hardest fight in the game.
Yeah?
Yeah. Like, I know how to cheese it nowadays, but it took a while. Like, I remember a couple playthroughs, the harder ones. She'll fuck you up if you don't get your shit right.
Well, yeah, if she immobilizes you...
Yeah, and then she sends people, those Asari commandos, they'll fuck you up.
They'll fuck you up real quick. Yeah, that's true. Very true, very true. I have died a couple times during this fight. That is true. Okay. So, as soon as you get there, you notice that it's a little bit deserted, but you run across the Rachni, which are spidery-looking things, half Starship Troopers looking.
I was just gonna say
thing. So,
I mean, you would never think they were spiders because Rachni, Arachnid. Yeah, that's very original.
Yeah, I know exactly. I can't say. And most of the aliens that you come across in the universe are like bipeds. that always freaks me out. They're like, wow, you look relatively humanoid. Anyways,
And then spiders, and we're gonna name them Rachni.
Yeah, whatever. They've escaped the labs because of some craziness, and Shepard reactivates the station's VI, Myra, goes up to the Rift station looking for Benezia. And I think that's where you have to...
Yeah, you have to do a bunch of shit before that, turn on the landlines on the roof to get the power up.
Turn on the tram.
Turn on the transcom, do a bunch of shit, and then you can get the railway working.
Yeah.
Then you go to Rift Station, then you got I believe Benezia's in the hot labs.
You have to talk to some doctors.
Yeah, there's a bunch of people stationed out there that are stuck.
There's one or two side quests down there.
Yeah, there is. You can grab stuff.
Basically, everybody was stranded on Peak 15, and you're going around fixing shit and doing their side quests, and basically doing their work for them.
And this is also a blizzard planet. Very cold. None of it. Yeah.
Yeah. I wish I could get into the minutia of all the side quests, but I didn't do them. Because this is my fourth playthrough. So at So
yeah,
at
I'm
this,
powering through just straight quest.
Yeah, like, I'm doing the straight quest and only the quest that I'm interested in. Like after I'm doing this, I'll go to the moon to do that VI mission, and then I'm finishing the. I'm going to Vermeer, and then I'm finishing the game.
Yeah, no, straight I get up. It. Wait, Wes, did you say Nunavut earlier?
Yeah, because it's like a.
Dude, we're like the only there. Three Canadians on the internet, and nobody else
okay.
knows where Nunavut
well,
is.
Okay, Alaska people.
The Antarctic. Yes.
So, the North Pole up in this piece.
Yeah, man. A tundra.
Yep.
Fucking cold.
Yukon. Alright. Alright, so.
Yellowknife? Is that up there?
Yeah, it's up there.
That's Northwest Territories. Anyways, moving on.
Alright, so. I guess we'll talk about the Benezia fight, which it's a three rounder, which basically consists of the same thing. It's just her using her biotics while summoning powerful Asari commander and Krogans at one point, right?
Yeah, and Geth snipers.
And Geth snipers. Yeah. And they're a pain in the ass. There is no such thing as cover. The moment you find it, somebody's gonna reposition themselves to shoot you.
They flank you from left and right.
Yeah. And then as soon as you pop out, Benezia hits you with the biotic.
Yeah.
Yeah, the first thing you have to do, the second she shows up, use lift or that shock move, or you'll get hit immediately. Like, it's... You have to lift and throw her almost immediately, and you might have a shot.
Write that down, people, because I've never done that. I straight... overpower her with sheer force. I've never used... I didn't think biotics would work on her, so I never tried.
Really? Because I know somebody who, on their first try, got such a good angle on a lift and a throw, they threw off her platform and did a one-shot kill.
What?
Wicked.
Does that bypass the cutscene?
I don't know. I think they just, like, spawned back for the
cutscene. maybe just flies back up.
Yeah, maybe it just hits, it just kills her... and then hit triggers the cutscene, and then you know you're back for round two or whatever. But yeah, that'd be cool. Yeah, so if anybody can actually do that,
yeah,
I would I'd be interested to hear about that. That's righteous. Yeah, if this Benezia fight's a pain in the ass, all I did was soldier up and what's the name of that marksman and just destroy her with marksman.
Yeah.
Really? Mm. Well, because you're playing on like soldier, right?
Yeah, I'm playing a soldier, yeah.
Who's in your squad?
Oh, no, I'm infiltrator, but I have the marksman ability. And so I take out anything that could flank me, and then when it comes to Benezia, marksman, and I drill her. Because by this point, my character's, like, leveled up to 50-ish. So I have that, plus toxic rounds. So it's a pain in the ass, but it's not as hard as it was when I was, like, level 20 or 30 or whatever.
Which I am now, 25.
Yeah, I'm okay. Very low as well.
Very low.
Oh no, I think this is my second or third run through with this character. I'm not fucking around.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm using a new one.
Oh, yeah, mine's brand new.
I wish I had the guts. I can't do it.
Pro tip: once the fight starts, you run right as fast as you can and stay in that corner, and she cannot hit you with any biotic power. That's what I am. I had to figure out, like, so many times, because I've always died on her. Especially, like, my insane run and shit. And then basically all the people who she summons will come to you, and they'll come over to the right on the overpass or on the left, and you can see them straight away. And there's two boxes that you can guard yourself left and right. So you do that, and then basically once you beat the three waves, she's down, and then when you go up to her, the cutscene starts. And then she says that she was, you know, indoctrinated by him. Basically, it starts another fight. Which she fucking can fuck you up in one shot. Like, right away.
I really do think this is the hardest fight of the entire game.
It is, for sure.
It's a good pro tip.
Yeah. Because she can't hit you with a biotic in that corner. I've had to figure it out so many times.
All right.
Jay's there like, well, fuck.
Well, no, because, like, I was just like, damn.
It's just a different way to do the fight, because I don't even try and attack her. You don't even have to fight her, period, till the second part of the battle.
Yeah, yeah.
You just got to take out her pawns, which is the three waves.
Yeah.
Because she's got that power thing, and it's like a meter every time.
Good to know.
The wave, it goes down.
Good to know. Yeah. See, the first Mass Effect game, not even gonna lie, because by the time I got to the Mass Effect series, the third one was about to come out like 6 months later. So I had to power through one, and two was the one I played the most, because I just, like, one was just a one-off. So I played two on the hardest difficulty at least once, but one I'd always play on normal or easy, which is pretty much what I'm doing now. I'm alternating between the two.
Yeah.
So, like, I should really play it on Insanity, but it's just so different from what I'm used to playing the second one the most. Anyways, I should stop complaining because I'm not a bitch. All right. So, after you finish off Benezia, you move. Are you done? No, you talk. You make your way to the Rachni Queen, and you have a conversation on whether she lives or dies.
She summons a dead commando to talk again.
Yes,
just like the Thorian.
Yeah, just like the Thorian, and she has this weird, creepy conversation about how you should let her sing, and how her notes are sour, but they will become colorful. I don't know. You can let her live or die. What did you guys pick?
What do you think I picked?
I let her live.
I let them live.
I've never let them live, but this time I did. I'm trying to do the opposites of everything I've done.
Basically, like, she's like, your choice is either kill her and all her, like, little babies, or let them live and possibly have them take over the entire galaxy again with their, like, crazy killing ways.
Yeah.
So either, like, condemn them to death, or condemn a bunch of other people to death.
Have you seen the cutscene when you kill her?
Yeah.
It's like, isn't it like a fire, like an incendiary?
Yeah. Just like, I think that's it.
Yeah.
You push shoot a tank or something. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah.
So it's the first time I've seen a letter live, and, you know, this basically.
I think that's the best choice too. I think it has the least bad ramifications.
Well, now that I know that they can help you later on in the series.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
At the time, you're just like, because, you know, I'm with Ashley, and she's like, oh, don't do it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, fuck.
Well, she's racist against aliens, though. But it cost you, technically, that decision cost you $120 to watch play out. So, I mean.
That's, yeah.
And it's a renegade if you kill him.
Yeah. Very true. But, yeah. So, I mean, like, it's a decision. It was a weird one. I understand why they did it. But, like, I thought it would have a larger impact. Yeah, I thought it would have
right
a little
away.
Bit.
I'm not too sure what the impact is. I don't know.
Well, you'll see it in part 3.
Okay.
But
the worst part about that particular thing with the Rachni is that if you kill them, the council gets mad at you. If you don't kill them, the council gets mad at you.
Oh, yeah, because they're a bunch of bag of dicks.
Yeah, fuck the council.
And, yeah. Like, if you do kill them, the Turian dude from the council is like, makes a comment about, do you enjoy genocide or something like that? And you're like, fuck off.
Like, fuck off, maybe. Yeah, I know. Like, yeah, there was the first contact war. You got, yeah, I read about with the Turians, you motherfucker.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Like, the Turians are not anyone to lecture on genocide, please.
Exactly.
Exactly. Everybody did some fucked up shit. Okay, we don't talk about the first contact war, the Skillian Blitz around here. This is no one likes to discuss what happens in Artemis Tau after midnight on a Sunday. So, nope. All right. So, I think so. After you decide what to do with the Rachni, I think that's all there is to do on Peak 15, and you have all you need. At this point, this is when you go up to that Analeas guy and you're like, guess what, motherfucker? The jig is up, right?
Yeah, there's a bunch of side missions you can finish. Basically take the train back or whatever.
There's a bunch of side quests.
Yeah, there's a lot of side quests in that.
Yeah, we apologize about the lack of discussion of side quests, but we didn't do them because this game is fuck is juice, man? What do you want for us? You're lucky we even here at all! No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I'm joking, you guys. I love you. a little bit of the old me just came out. All right.
I have played a few side quests, but I mean, you don't want to sit through on your forced playthrough and play all of them because they're the same damn thing.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. If this game was a little bit more fresher, I would go through more.
Yeah,
of the side
if it's your first playthrough, yeah, do it all.
Yeah, man.
You need the experience and. Yeah, because the level cap's 50 or 60 or something.
Yeah, I think it's 60, yeah.
Yeah, it's great.
It's super easy to max out anyways. Like, just do it.
And the only way I can describe doing all the side missions is you get the full-on Forrest Gump experience. Like, you know how, like, Forrest Gump just happened to run into all these remarkable people and all these... historical figures and all this, so like you just happen to run into Morden like 8 million times throughout the galaxy, and oh look, it's Garrus again. So when you do all the side missions and stuff, you run into all these random characters more often, and there's like that, hey, I remember you, hey, you did this, or I did this, which led to that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you get the callbacks.
Yeah, there's a lot of callbacks. I call it the Forrest Gump experience. You can just Forrest Gump your way through the galaxy.
So,
I like that.
Yeah.
Should we shorten that down to gumping?
Yeah, you just gump your way. Yeah, we're just gonna gump it from here. Just gump your way through the universe. All right. So after you gump your way back to the base in on Novaria and expose Administrator Analeas, what happens after that? Do you go back to the Normandy? And then we're done. That's it.
Yeah.
When you get back on the Normandy, there's like an automatic cutscene where the council yells at you for your Rakanai decision.
But you can cut them off. You don't have to take the call, right?
I'm pretty sure you don't have to take any call. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, you can just be like, fuck it.
Because the Joker says, should I patch it through? And you can say,
Yeah. Yes. I always patch it through because you can get more XP from that.
Yeah, that's why I do it as well.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think that's it. We're back on the Normandy, and we have the option to either go to Vermeer, but I'm going back to the Citadel first to see what Nasania Dantius wants from me.
Yeah, you have a bunch, because like, it's kind of, the game's making it obvious that you're getting closer to the end, so if you do want to wrap shit up, this is kind of a good time, because it's like the quest before the last quest.
Yeah.
Yeah. Spurmire and then the last quest.
That's it, yeah.
Everything kind of starts getting wrapped up. Like, you kind of know what Saren's about, you kind of know what he's looking for, you kind of know who his friends are with Benezia and everything else. It's sort of just all kind of wrapping it up.
Like a condom! Saran wrap! So, everything's starting to come... I tried to do it with a straight face. So everything's starting to come to a close. And, some big decisions are going to be made, especially in this, next chapter. Two big ones come to mind.
That's my favorite chapter.
Yeah.
Vermeer's the best.
I remember the first time. We will talk about our first time on Vermeer next time. I think it's better saved.
I think we're going to end up talking about Vermeer a lot.
Yeah.
Because that is the mission. That is the mission. I think that will be a two-part, no, I'm kidding, a two-part episode. Vermeer!
One quest.
So I think next time that'll be the Mass Effect finale.
Yep.
And
Vermeer, the last quest, then the other last quest, and then there's an epilogue.
And we'll talk about the amazing ending theme.
Yeah.
Alright. So I gotta set up an email address for us, but until then, these are my credentials, and we'll just go through, everyone give your stuff standard style. So, I am FN2K on everything, that's Twitter, Raptor, PSN, Xbox Live. If you want to look me up on Facebook, it's Facebook.com/JadedGamer, exactly the way it sounds. Who's next?
Wesker J on Twitter. And yeah, just hit me up there if you want anything. Holla.
That was great, Wes. Thanks.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
I am Stargon Nova on Twitter, How Stars Collide on Xbox Live, and Novaneer 1 on Facebook, because I don't know who the fuck took the original one, but fuck you. That's all I gotta say. And Novah is Nova. Spell it right, people.
And we also have a Twitter handle for the show.
That's correct. It's
@BacklogInfinite.
Backlog Infinite. That's right. That is correct. And I will be on... Actually, by the time you hear this episode, because this is episode 2 in our Mass Effect trilogy, Mass Effect 1 trilogy, which is weird, I'm going to be blogging about my backlog adventures through other games as well. And right now, I'm working on Hitman. So if you go to backloginfinite.wordpress.com, you should probably see that, or maybe even buy another game by the time you hear this. Who knows what I'm up to?
We got a WordPress?
Yeah, just for to make it look prettier, because it looks prettier than the Podomatic site. You know what I mean?
Hell yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah. So I decided to just
start writing on
that. Sure, I'll send I got your email addresses. I'll send you an invite. So until then, I don't have an official tagline. Oh, I do. Backlog Infinite. I can't remember it now. The longer you wait, the bigger it gets. No, or something like that. The Backlog Infinite. The more you wait, the bigger it gets.
It's like taking a shit.
I was about to say.
I know, but
is this a constipation joke? Like backlog?
Yeah, or depending on your perversion, it's either like a big dick joke, or the longer you wait, the harder it gets, or the longer you wait, the bigger it gets. I don't know.
We're full of shit is basically what we're saying.
Yeah, whatever.
Fuck that. We know what we're talking about. People love us.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so this is the brand new adventure. Where
yeah, man.
We're Game doing
on.
It big.
And, hey, all the new gens out, go get these old games. Fucking tons of games you can buy dirt cheap.
Yeah.
Follow along, play along.
Your local.
It's the best time to go game hunt, man.
Yeah, man.
Straight up.
Yeah, man. If there's no reason for you to jump to next gen right now, like, everybody's got their own reason to either get it or wait. If you are one of the people that are waiting, there's no reason why you can't go bargain bin hunting right now. It's the best time for it.
I mean, if the three of us Canadians can jump on our polar bears and caribou and leave our igloos and go down to the local EB Igloo, then you guys totally can too.
Yeah, man. What the hell? Yeah. I did that epic Jean-Claude Van Damme North American Canadian splits polar bear style. So like,
take my polar bear to the vet, man. He's got a bad wheel.
Yeah, we gotta hurry up. I gotta take my penguin for a walk.
Word. Word, man. It's been a while since I even saw my penguin. I had to leave mine up on a farm.
Call the SPCA.
He's getting old. He's gotta go to that igloo in the sky, you know, the iceberg in the sky. It's that type of farm. It's like an iceberg up north.
All penguins go to heaven.
They better. I pay good money. Okay. So, until next time.
Sorry, I'm losing it. I'm just picturing Jay walking around with a little fucking penguin on a leash.
Yeah, I'm talking for
the penguin's got dreads, too. Okay, sorry. I'm good, man. I'm good.
Wes, this is your fault. All right.
Yeah.
All right. This was fun, and we will be back with more shenanigans.
Take care. Peace.